Ron? I gave him what I hoped was a disarming smile. Sorry about that. Ron shook himself out of his stupor. His smile looked more like a grimace.
It's getting late. I think I'll head out.
My heart sank. Sure, yeah. I shrugged out of his jacket. He held out his hand to stop me.
That's okay. It's a cold walk home. Keep it.
Oh, but...
It was a nice time.
He jogged backward, hit a rock with his heel, and fell onto his butt.
Oops, clumsy.
He pushed to his feet, gave me a thumbs up, and sideways walked toward a Ford Explorer.
Okay, see ya. I'll call you.
He won't call. He's so desperate to get away, he's going to lose his jacket.
Yes, Mr. Tom, I am aware. Thanks. My heart sank further and I sagged. He was cool, too. He seemed like a really nice guy.
He looked like someone hit him in the face with a 2x4, repeatedly.
No, he did not. He was fine looking.
Ugly. Come on, I know what will cheer you up.
Are you going to drop me with Neve?
No, as a matter of fact, I am going to have a drink with you. I can't wait to tell Neve that she failed.
She didn't fail. She picked a really good guy that I would have hit it off with if it hadn't been for the Doobie Brothers busting up the party.
Who?
Never mind. Back to the drawing board. At least this one leaves hope that there are decent guys on the dating sites. I just need Neve to find them for me.
It doesn't matter who is on those sites. They'll never work for you, miss. All of your dick dates are going to end like that. This isn't your world anymore, miss. You will not get the privacy of your old life. You are the chosen and heiress of Ivy House. You will always be accompanied now. Our job is to protect you, and my kind do that better than most. Don't worry, you'll get used to it.
I haven't gotten used to you.
Lovely. It seems Neve is rubbing off on you. What joy is mine?